Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We've had a busy Friday evening. March Madness continues on. And you should know this. There are no more number one seeds. They're gone. Alabama, gone. Houston, gone. You heard me correctly. San Diego State, they stifle Alabama. That defense smashed them. The final score, 71-64. Houston Cougars, gone. Miami, 89 points to Houston, 75. Done. Cooked. And right now, they're pretty much waiting on their opponents. San Diego State waiting to see the winner between Creighton and Princeton. It looks like Creighton is going to just take care of this pretty easy. There's about 12 minutes left here in the game, and Creighton leads 68-52. Meanwhile, on the other end, Miami is awaiting the winner of Texas and Xavier, and Texas has a big hand on Xavier right now. They're at halftime, 42-25. And so we have two more games here left for this evening. We have two games that have already been completed. We have two guests that have already joined us. Jim Larranaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, he came through to have a chat. And then on San Diego State, we spoke to another winner. Darion Trammell came through. He scored 21 points for the Aztecs. A matter of fact, before I pick up the phone lines, and if you want to talk to us, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is courtesy of Westwood One. This happens to be the final call for San Diego State. Listen.
3 seconds to play. Let's it fly. No good. Rebound taken down by Parsons. That'll do it for the first time in NCAA history. Not only are the San Diego State Aztecs going to the Elite Eight, but the Mountain West will be represented in the Elite Eight. They knock off the number one overall seed, the Alabama Crimson Tide, 71-64.
They handled them. Alabama shot 3 of 27 from 3. San Diego State blocked 8 of their shots. They forced them into 14 turnovers. Brandon Miller shot 3 of 19 from the field. That's, at some point, it's just like, just go to the basket. Like, you can't shoot 3 of 19. Just go for layups and get fouled. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before the break, Darion Trammell came through, and he joined us. We'll share that with you as we continue on with the show. Let's go to San Diego right now, and let's talk to Lee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, JR. I'm ecstatic right now, man. My Aztecs are in the Elite Eight, and they took down the number one seed, Alabama. I'm I'm jumping out of my shorts right now.
No, dude, keep your shorts on. Dude, don't keep your shorts on.
All right. I just think if there's a year that this team can do it, it's this year. I mean, the number one seeds are out. It looks like we're going to be facing Creighton.
Yeah.
And if there's a year that this team can do it, it's this year. What do you think, JR?
I agree with you. We talked about a little bit of a changing of a guard. Thank you, Lee, from San Diego. With college basketball, I don't think we're going to see that one singular dominant force for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. No, I think them days are over. There's no more of this Duke stuff and North Carolina. Yeah, they're gonna stick around. They're not going anywhere. They got more money than anybody. They have more prestige than anybody. Nothing lasts forever. I don't care who or what it is. There was a point in time, UCLA, just championship after championship after championship with Coach Wooden. That ain't last forever. Nothing lasts forever. Sports is about its peaks and its valleys. Sports changes. The games change. It's always nice to see new blood and new faces. Mike is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. Last time I talked to you, we debated about Winston and Breeze when he's retiring. It's a while.
Tom Brady? You asked me about Tom Brady's retirement?
No. It was Winston and Breeze debate.
Oh, okay. But what do you got to say now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're talking about Senate.
I'm sorry, Mike. Your phone sucks. My apologies. I can't even remember what I debated with him on because I don't know what the hell he's saying. I have no idea what he was saying. He sounds like he's stuck in a tunnel somewhere. Hey, let's stay in San Diego. Let's talk to Chris. You're on the JR Sport. Hey, Chris. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for keeping us entertained like you do.
Well, thank you for having a strong phone connection. Thank you.
The least I could do for you. Man, what a big win for the Aztecs. A few reflections. One is you could see how much more veteran they were. I think, they're so much more experienced and older than Alabama, mostly freshmen. And it was cool to see, the experience prevail, And then also I think they're – I was reading the Sports Illustrated article today with all the behind the scenes for Alabama and Brandon Miller. And I could just feel in the game how much that was affecting all of them. And, just what a weird last 2 months for that team. And I think it
caught up.
Yeah, caught up.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about Brandon Miller in a second. I don't know. Did you hear our interview with Darion Trammell before the break?
Man, I missed it, but he's a baller, and he has one more year of eligibility, too, so I'm glad you had him on.
Yeah, so if you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and we'll share it, and we'll actually play a message from him momentarily. I asked him to share a message with all of the fans for San Diego State. He mentioned that they are running around with a chip on their shoulder and that they have taken on this underdog mentality. From what you've seen from San Diego over the past several months throughout their season, what do you want to tell America being a fan about the Aztecs?
I think a month and a half ago, they had a bad loss to Boise State towards the end of conference play and almost cost them the conference title. They came out and won the share of the title, but they blew it. Last 2 minutes, blew like an 8-10 point lead. And I was just reflecting on this, today, the day before, that I'm glad that loss happened then rather than any of these first three rounds. And sure. I think it woke the team up to, really close out games. And they've been able to do that the last 3 weeks. And they're talented, they're big, they're aggressive, and they showed that today against Alabama.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from San Diego. I want to share with you this message that Darion had for everybody that happens to be fans of San Diego State. A matter of fact, take a listen to this right now. We had him on live right before the break. Listen.
It's been a long road for San Diego State. We appreciate all of you through the ups and downs. And I mean, right now, I ask you guys to stay with us and keep supporting us, and we'll keep playing hard for you, and we'll make sure we keep winning games one by one at a time. So we definitely appreciate you all.
Yeah, winning games one by one. Appreciate y'all. Who would have thought that these or this combination of teams would have been in the Elite Eight? San Diego State, Miami. If we go back to yesterday and we saw some of those amazing games in Madison Square Garden, Kansas State, Florida Atlantic. This ain't your daddy's Final Four. These aren't necessarily cash cows. You know, there's not going to be a gigantic contingent. I know they're going to show up and show out, and Houston, the Final Four is always a massive just convention feel. You get the Basketball Hall of Famers who will be on hand getting ready to be enshrined later on this year. You have every coach. You have the media that is there. They have concerts. And so a Final Four experience, it's not just the teams competing on Saturday and then playing the national championship on Monday night. It's like one big basketball party. And we don't have those gigantic blue bloods that will be there. It's going to be a party out there regardless. Chris is here from Hey, Shep, is this the guy that had his terrible phone?
Yeah, but you know what? Chris stepped up for us, and he's in a better spot at this point.
Did he switch from, like, he switched to Verizon in 2 minutes?
Listen, if my team made the Elite Eight, I'd be breaking up left and right, too.
Well, let's try him again. Hey, Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You got a phone that works?
No. I'm the one that had the good connection. I'm still on the line. So,
okay.
The guy before me had the bad connection. But
okay.
Excited to hear what you got to say about Brandon Miller and all that fiasco.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I'm going to talk about him momentarily. Here it is. It's Mike. Hey, Mike, you had a crap connection. That was you?
Is it better now or not?
Can you hear me now? Good. Yes, I can hear you now. Good. Go ahead.
Okay, hey. I just want to say it goes back to Steve Fisher with Dutch. It's been coming for a lot of years, and he said it. It's always been defense with Fisher and Dutch, and it's just he hit it on the nose when he says it's an unselfish team because we don't have a go-to guy. It's just he had a phenomenal game when he had to, but it's the attitude that San Diego State has because of what Steve Fisher and Dutch have been doing. We get tons of transfers from all these other colleges. I mean, if you probably look at the play sheet, you'll see a transfer. It's just a phenomenal feeling that it's finally coming about. San Diego, you won't believe it. It's like, you know, the Padres, that's how crazy it is right now with San Diego State basketball. It's just okay. A party down here. And I just want to say thanks a lot. And we will see the Aztecs play Creighton for a revenge match.
Where are you going to be watching the game on Sunday? Where are you going to be?
Probably downtown PB off of Garnett.
Man, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I go to San Diego like once every 2 years, man. Where the hell are you going to be watching? Act like I don't live there.
The beach. The beach, yes.
Thank
Pacific
you.
Pacific Beach, any bar.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Thank you, Mike.
But
You act like I'm telling you, meet me on North. You know Northside Drive?
Oh, yeah. I just went there a couple days ago, actually.
What the hell were you doing here in Atlanta?
Oh, I got cousins out there.
Okay. You just globe trekking. Okay. All right. You came through here and ain't say nothing. It's okay. Your phone doesn't work anyway.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I was down in the valley, man.
Okay. It's all right. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care, bud.
All right. Good luck to him. Okay. Well, we shared with you the message from Darion, and everybody's San Diego's hype. Let's give them something, right? The Padres didn't do nothing last year. They beat the Dodgers at least, right? Anyway, Darion Trammell, he didn't just have a glowing message for all the San Diego State fans. In addition to that, when he spoke to us, he gave a big shout-out to Coach Dutcher and the coaching staff. Listen.
Our coaching staff, and they've done a phenomenal job giving us game plans to stop these great players and these great teams. But yeah, like we were just, we always feel like we're the underdog. That's just the mentality all of our guys have. So, I mean, that's something that you see, or sometimes you really can't see. It's this chip on our shoulder that we have.
Okay. Yeah, you can't see. Well, you're the underdog. You've been the underdog here. I mean, you had to go out there and beat Furman. What the hell was Furman doing here? Good for Furman for actually winning. But anyway, we know their calling card is defense. And I asked him specifically, okay, we know defense is the emphasis from your coach. What else is he telling y'all? What do you need to do out there? Take a listen.
Definitely defensive rebounding. I mean, that's something that, like I said, when I got recruited here, that's something that I had to do, defend at a high level, and that's something that he hangs his hat on. And, I mean, that just trickles on down to the entire roster, our entire coaching staff. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing for us right now, is just letting our defense carry us to wins.
All right. Well, that defense carried them to a win. Alabama goes down to San Diego State. The final score, 71-64. It looks like the Aztecs are going to take on Creighton. They currently lead Princeton 71-63. One of our callers mentioned Brandon Miller. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you about his situation, what it has been, what it is, what it could be, especially with all the negative attention currently given to him. And then I want to share with you some comments made by Charles Barkley about name, image, and likeness, and how it can, quote-unquote, be cleaned up. Because right now, we know player movement is nothing but the wild, wild west. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's still March. It's still mad. It's Friday. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? I enjoy listening to you when I'm on the road, driving back. You always make a lot of sense, and you're funny as hell. You really have a lot of substance to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
All about the substance. Don't knock out Princeton just yet. About 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. Yeah, they're probably still done. Creighton leads 76-67. Meanwhile, Texas and Xavier, they are underway in the second half. Texas leading 46-31. Before we went to break, we talked about the Aztecs. There are a lot of enthusiastic Aztec fans all over the country coming out of San Diego, thrilled tonight about their victory over Alabama. And we talked about this from an Alabama perspective just a little bit. They were smashed. They were smothered. They shot 32% from the field. This is still unbelievable to me. They took 27 threes. They only made three. Like, am I on another planet? Or, like, should Nate Oates have said, hey, relax? What the... And I understand they were ahead midway through the second half. They were taking care of them, and then San Diego State went on a run. And despite this poor shooting, they were winning. And then San Diego State just put the clamps on and blazed them out of the building. And the big name, Brandon Miller, the NBA draft prospect, this man is compared, his ceiling is around a Paul George, if you want to listen to draft pundits. He was just as miserable from the field. 3 of 19 overall, only 9 points. And this is where you learn, just as a basketball player, it's real simple. If one thing is not working, Try something else. You know, I really will only accept it from the pros. If Ray Allen tells me, hey, yeah, I was having a bad game, but I'm going to keep on shooting, I'm going to say, yeah, you're Ray Allen. Please, do whatever the hell it is that you want out there. But for a young player in a championship setting, trying to move on to an Elite Eight, like you gotta switch things up. I remember seeing Kobe Bryant have one of his worst shooting performances ever in an NBA Finals, and then he's just like, all right, well, I'm going to pass the hell out of the ball. I'm going to rebound, get everybody else involved. I'm going to have just an overall game. And that's what the greats do. Shep, these numbers are just, like, every time I say them, I'm like, this can't be true. This could not have happened on a basketball court where you could even get to that many shot attempts. It's just like, why?
One more time, Jared. We're just on with a caller. Your question about basically not doing too many threes, right?
How can you take – how do you shoot 27 threes?
Right.
And only make three?
Well
– like there comes a point in time.
That's pretty bad. That's about 12% from three. And this isn't the NBA three. That's the college three. So.
Yes, it's top of the key.
And last time I checked, JR, Alabama plays quick. They have the advantage athletically. They're the number one overall seed in the entire tournament. Like,
go
that's
to the basket.
Go to the basket, draw fouls. Brandon Miller was coming off a really good round of 32 game. He was awful in the round of 64. But Brandon Miller seemed like his injury no longer was nagging and getting the best of him.
Yeah.
And if you're Brandon Miller, there is nobody that can stay in front of you when you're going hard to the rim. And you see, even with LeBron James, who is I've turned into one of the all-time great three-point shooters, believe it or not, when he's struggling, he is posting up and he's going mid-range. And for Alabama to lose this game, this was their shot, JR.
Yeah.
This is incredibly disappointing.
Well, I'm gonna blame Nate Oates. I mean, all credit due to San Diego State, but from an Alabama perspective, outside of desperation, there should not have been that many desperation shots in trying to get back into the game where you got 27 threes that have just exited out into the stratosphere and only three came down to earth. And I'm sure Nate Oates is probably, I want to say, pulling his hair out thinking about this loss tonight and what might be. You know, Alabama basketball is not the same as Alabama football. It's not the success there. They've only been to the Elite Eight once. And please believe it, if Alabama continued on through this tournament, there would have been so much scrutiny against Brandon Miller. The unfortunate shooting and murder that took place on January 15th, where he's a cooperating witness, we would not have heard the end of that at every subsequent round. We ain't got too much left, but that story would have been front and center for Alabama. And maybe for Brandon Miller's case, sure, you wanna go out and play basketball. You want to elevate your draft stock, but this is probably for the better, man. Just go sit in the cobwebs. Go get better. He's the only athlete that I have ever heard of, well, at least publicly with a reason, that's had to walk around the tournament with armed security because of the threats that he would receive. Go into the cut, prepare for the NBA, and come out on the other side, and dare I say, just count your money and stay out of trouble. That's the best I can do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Andy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andy?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking my call. You're very eloquent what you just said and exactly what I was calling about. I'm sigh of relief, Alabama being knocked out. I have a feeling that Brandon Miller is going to come out of this a better man, a wiser man, for one thing, about who you are and where you are and being where your feet are. So I want to thank San Diego State for taking care of business. Oh. And also, as a fan of the SEC, I kind of like what I'm seeing, man. I'm seeing the consummate big dogs going down, and some of these other schools are like, wait a minute now.
Wait, you're a fan of the SEC. So are we talking basketball, football, NCAA in general? What are you referring to?
All SEC, big baseball fan, basketball, football. I'm a fan of the SEC, yes. Well, because I have to cheer for the SEC. My Razorbacks aren't always up to snuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But you appreciate rooting for the little guys. The Razorbacks situation, or just want to see Alabama lose?
It's not the Alabama lose. I'm happy to see. All right, anytime a underseed knocks off a top seed, I don't know. I'm an underdog guy, I guess. Okay. Even though I'm an SEC fan, I think this is good for college basketball, what's going on right now. I'm a fan of the game, first and foremost on basketball. I like the upsets. I like, these teams moving on. It's San Diego State, are you kidding me? They were underdogs. They weren't even supposed to be close to Alabama.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Andy. Enjoy the rest of the tournament, okay?
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Tim. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm very well. What's going on?
Man, all I can tell you is that San Diego State is setting the table for San Diego to become poised to be what we are meant to be, champions. They're going to win the tournament. And speaking about the Padres, they're going to win the World Series this year, man. It's going to be a good year for San Diego, and I'm proud of my team. I'm an Aztec fan all the way. I'm a diehard San Diego fan, period. I still miss the Chargers. But in any event, watch the Aztecs. It's not an accident. It's not no it's meant to be.
Okay.
It's our time.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
No doubt. Hey, I want one of them contracts that the Padres are just giving out. I don't think it's too late. They're giving money to everybody. Uh-oh. Well, looks like Princeton is just about cooked. Why are we delaying the inevitable? What are we doing here?
Calling a timeout for the seniors.
Oh, come on. Can we get this? Okay. Should I do a golf clap here on air as well?
I mean, you consider the fact that, they had a chance to make an Elite Eight as a 15 seed, and they don't even have athletic scholarships. I mean, this is an incredible run for Princeton.
Congratulations. Creighton is beaten. You know what? I won't do it. 855-212-4CBS.
You should do it.
I should do what? Marco's right here.
Oh, got you. My bad.
I should do what? What should I do?
Well, no, I thought you were going to say something funny about in terms of taking a shot at Princeton. I was all for it.
No, I just, the young man, was he crying?
Yes. Yes, he was.
I saw one guy hugging the other. Oh, no. No, they're not crying.
No, the Princeton kid was. The Creighton guys are hugging. The Princeton guy was crying as soon as he got to the bench. You see right now, he's consoling him.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with crying. Yeah, let's just get this crap over. Is he going to hold the ball, or what is he going to do here? What is he doing? Punch him. Oh, come on. What are we doing? Hey, Marco Belletti, you see this garbage?
I think I'm on a little bit of a delay. I missed some of what you were just saying. I see free throws now. We got 25 seconds left.
Yeah, why are you – I get it. You're in a tournament. Has this guy never played basketball?
Like, I'm going to assume he has.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the tournament. Like, why is he's in the game now. Just hold the ball and everybody go home. He wants to tell people that he scored 2 points in the NCAA tournament when he was 20. Is that why he's doing this?
Apparently. And now we got a timeout because now we need to get all the seniors to get their bows.
Oh. Hey, Shep, this is what I was telling you the other day about being a loser, man.
Okay, so by behavior, I mean, act like you've been there before, but at the same time, like...
They've never been there before.
This is, I mean, listen, even Creighton, like, Creighton is no powerhouse.
Right.
When's the last time anybody had Creighton in, like, a Final Four, even in their brackets, let alone in reality? So, I understand where they're coming from. This is the highlight of their life.
Princeton,
Both teams. No one had Creighton going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, but well, we got plenty of time to talk about Creighton. It's about Princeton holding this damn game up right now. There you go. Just hold the ball. Yeah, there we go. We didn't need all that. Yeah, put your hands on your hips. Just get this over with.
Some very cold handshakes, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean.
He did not embrace after the game.
Ooh. All right, well, I heard them nerds always. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A longtime listener, but first time caller. I just want to say I love your show because you keep it real. You're all about the people, from what I can tell. I mean, you're as real as it gets.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, the Aztecs finally know who their opponent will be on Sunday. Creighton is going to take on San Diego State. Creighton beats Princeton 86-75. It was about a runaway when we got into the second half of this game. And I want you to take a listen to some of the audio courtesy of Westwood One. Let's start off with Baylor Shireman. He got things going. Hit a jumper. Made the score 56-45. Listen.
Nembhard hovering to Shireman. Shireman, quick first step along the baseline. Pull up 10-footer. It's good. Nothing but net. Shireman is now 6 of 7 from the floor. And now Creighton's lead is its largest of the night, 56-45. Shireman has 15 and a timeout called by Princeton.
Yeah, Shireman finished the night as an overall. He had 21 points. He was 5 of 7 from downtown. For this evening, Creighton was the opposite of Alabama. They were just going out there, knocking down shots. It didn't stop there. You can go ahead and think about Trey Alexander. He poured in 19 points, and he also helped push the lead. Take a listen to this three-point shot.
They go for the alley-oop again. Kaluma catches it and then drops it out of bounds. He throws it back to Cockbrenner. Alexander for three. It's good. What an exchange from the left wing. 76-65, 4:19 to play.
Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot of offense from offense from San Diego State. We didn't get this much offense. You just heard about Ryan Kalkbrenner. He was out there, man. He was slamming and jamming. Shout outs to all Clyde Frazier. Listen.
And Shireman dribbles in. Bounce pass to Kalkbrenner. Two-handed jam. 81-69, Creighton. Kalkbrenner's got 22.
22 points, and that's where he finished up. He took some time after the ass whooping, 86-75. He spoke to TBS, Ryan Kalkbrenner. He gave a lot of credit to these guys from Princeton.
I mean, Princeton's really good at establishing their pace in the game, so you just got to take them out of it. I mean, their whole goal is to take us out of our pace, but we just got to be extra sure to have our pace. And that means made shots, rebounds, any of it, get the ball out and push, and I think that's what we did.
Congratulations, you got a matchup with San Diego State, and you better hope you didn't use up all of your offense. San Diego State was out there blocking all of the shots. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I need to update you on this in the NBA, it's not hilarious, but if you're a fan of the Dallas Mavericks, you're not too happy, you're not too thrilled. They lost to the Hornets tonight, 117-109. Both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving played. Luka had 34 points. Kyrie Irving had 18 on 6 of 16 shooting. Kyrie was 1 of 8 from downtown. Luka was 2 of 9 from downtown. And if you want to take a look at the standings currently in the NBA, go out west. The Dallas Mavericks have fallen into the 11th spot. They have a record of 36-38. The Oklahoma City Thunder is above Dallas right now. OKC is sitting in the 10th spot, the 10th seed for the play-in. Could you imagine a Dallas Mavericks trade for Kyrie Irving and they don't even make the play-in tournament? I know Kyrie Irving is dealing with a foot issue. And also, yes, by the way, happy birthday to Kyrie Irving. He is now 31 years old. That would be sad. It's always appeared that he would be a rental. And even if he sticks around, I don't know. What a hard way to be introduced to the Dallas Mavericks and knowing that they may not make it. I still think they'll make the playoffs, but what do I know? I'd be shocked if OKC gets into that ridiculous play-in. And then Luka Doncic, you might have heard this. He was fined $35,000. He was upset with an official the other night during that Golden State Warriors loss, 127 to 125. Luka Doncic looked at a ref. He made the international money signs, rubbing his fingers together. Boom, $35,000 disappeared. You can't insinuate that the referee is paid off. You can't do that, Luka. A lot of frustrations in Dallas. 855-212-4CBS. I don't think there are any frustrations in San Diego. Marcos is here. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marcos?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the time. Excuse my harsh voice. I just came from the San Diego State Aztecs watch party at Alesmith Brew House, in located at Miramar, across from Miramar Marine Station. So big celebration, but I gotta say this: one of the things that I don't want it to be overlooked is the fact that we took Alabama's best punch. They came out in the second half storming. They had an 8-point lead. They outscored us by 13 points with 12 minutes left. The Aztecs were down 8 points with one of their top two players, Matt Bradley, not having any points. So the fact that they took their best punch and we were able to withstand their best performance, and the Aztecs overcoming all those challenges to make it to the Elite Eight. I have nothing but great hopes and aspirations for Sunday against Creighton, and I'm looking for a revenge matchup because I believe they lost to them earlier this year. And Brian Dutcher's teams are well prepared. I give all the credit to the coaching staff and elevating the performance of the team. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, I've been talking about it for the last 2 hours. Thank you, Marcos, for calling from San Diego. We didn't just talk about it. We spoke to Darion Trammell. He came through and talked about it. He gave credit to the coaching staff. We had a whole convo about it. Take a listen. This is what Darion Trammell had to say about his coaches right here on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Our coaching staff, and they've done a phenomenal job giving us game plans to stop these great players and these great teams. We always feel like we're the underdog. That's just the mentality all of my guys have. So, I mean, that's something that you see, or sometimes you really can't see. It's a chip on our shoulder that we have.
Hey, Shep, correct me if I'm wrong. People in San Diego are excited, right?
Jared, this is we have talked more San Diego Aztec basketball in the last couple hours than you or I have combined in our respective careers.
There are a lot of folks here. You know, San Diego State isn't the only team that won. Where are all the folks from Miami? We had Coach Larrañaga here. He joined us. I guess first time for everything, right? We got somebody else here. Who's this? His name is Dave. Hey, Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, this is Foulmouth Dave. So, JR, I want to give you much props. I know you didn't like the Aztecs when I called earlier this or a couple weeks ago. But, hey, they looked good tonight. That was the best game I've seen them play. And not to piggyback on the guy from before me, but we played Creighton last year in the tournament, and we beat them on a buzzer beater. Well, they beat us on a buzzer beater, so it's revenge time. And as long as we're on the birthday wishes, Coach Fisher, happy birthday. This is the best birthday present you probably ever have gotten. So, I mean, I am tickled to death. I'm sorry I didn't listen to earlier. I was out enjoying some company with some nice good pizza and a nice cold, you know, beverage. So I just wanted to say thank you, JR, for allowing us to make this nationwide radio station, or, you know, your station.
Yeah, love San Diego. I got you, Dave. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Okay. You're welcome. Pat is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. It's San Diego everywhere.
What's up there, JR?
It depends. What's up, Pat?
Not much, man. How about our Aztecs? Nobody gave us a chance. Everybody thought we'd, bomb out right away.
Yeah, the first couple of games were, I don't want to call them a cakewalk, but you beat who's in front of you, and they certainly took care of, I know they beat Furman, and then Charleston, so it could have been worse, Charleston. But you got to handle business.
Yep, you do. But, I mean, to beat Alabama, man, was a task at hand, that's for sure. You know, they're a great team. They were number one all year.
Yeah, they were. And y'all suffocated the guy who's going on to the NBA, who unfortunately is now a legal witness. So kudos to the guys,
exactly.
Man.
But but our Aztecs, man, you know, they're a big physical team, you know, and they play hard. You know, you can't drive on them. It's hard to get in the paint. You know, they've been one of the best rebounding teams all year, and they just started clicking at the right time.
Yep, no, we saw that. Nathan Mensa, if the country had no idea who he was, they certainly know now. I want to call him the long arm of the law, because every time Alabama dared to go near the paint, he put his arm up and he said no. And for the conference, he was the defensive player of the year. And that's the other cool part about March Madness, is when you see some of these talents that you wouldn't typically see from all over the country, and they can go out there and shine when all of America's watching. Good for these dudes. And a lot of them, they have an opportunity to raise their stock, and they may not go to the NBA. The majority of these dudes won't, but there still are other opportunities for them to play, whether it be in Europe or South America. There's a lot of places where you could be a professional basketball player. In a tournament like this, man, you could really start to set yourself up. Good for everybody involved. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got one more game for tonight. We're waiting on it to finish up. Texas, Xavier. We'll give you an update on the other side. And then I want you to hear from Charles Barkley. He had some interesting words about NIL. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Wiskiok High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not always easy to make the right choices when it comes to saving money and opening new credit cards. Which has the best perks? Which has the lowest fees? That's where we come in. NerdWallet can help you compare and find top financial products to make smart financial decisions. With NerdWallet on your side, you're backed by super experienced nerds who help you make smart decisions on your next credit card, high-yield savings account, and more. They use their nerdy expertise to offer side-by-side comparisons, objective reviews, and ratings on top financial products out there. NerdWallet can help you find a credit card that rewards you on what you spend the most on. Are you paying more for groceries lately? Filling up your tank from all those road trips? Or for all of your online shopping? NerdWallet helps categorize your spending and find the card that best fits your habits. So, listeners, are you ready to make a smart decision? Compare and find top cashback credit cards, savings accounts, and more at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, the smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free